There's been a concerted effort on the part of both the public and private sectors in Hawaii to create a sustainable tech startup environment. There are a lot of good reasons to do so. It would diversify the economy, create more high-paying tech jobs, and who knows, perhaps Hawaii could be home to the next Facebook. There has been progress. Hawaii is home to 3 incubators, 5 accelerators, 6 investment funds, and 6 startup-focused organizations. However, a pattern has also emerged, suggesting that there's a limit on how far Hawaii can go. At a certain point, our fledgling tech companies need to leave for the mainland to find major funding or to go public. Looming over all of this is the likelihood that financing for tech, in general, will get tighter now that interest rates are going up. In this cover story, we spoke to tech leaders who think our natural role may be as a tech incubator rather than as the next Silicon Valley, and that that's okay. Local investors can still do well by securing an ownership stake in companies that go on to bigger markets, and young, talented tech entrepreneurs from the islands can still get the head start they need. And there's every possibility that some of them will return, bigger and better than ever, to launch businesses here. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.